today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Could she be Donald Trump's choice for vice president? But it's not Kristi Noem. No. Kristi Noem, well, she didn't shoot herself in the foot. She shot a puppy, and she's done. She's over. She's finished. And then, I'm not going to get into that today, but talk about dumb. If you haven't heard Kristi Noem, many people thought she was right in the top five picks for Donald Trump to pick for vice president. And she wrote a brand new book, and she wanted to prove how tough she was. So she included in her book that she shot her puppy in the head and killed it because she couldn't train it. It was bad and it was mean. And I think she wanted to come across as tough. It didn't work. And she can kiss her chances of ever holding probably any public office again goodbye. Probably not because she shot a puppy, but because she admitted it. Anyway, so who else is up there? Well, Rick Scott? Nah, he's not going to be picked. I like Rick Scott. I really do. But nah, I don't think he's going to be picked. Byron Donalds from Florida? Very possible. And I think he would make an exceptional pick for vice president. What about females, however? How about Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Daughter of Mike Huckabee, former press secretary for Donald Trump. And by any measure, she was an exceptional press secretary for Donald Trump, did an outstanding job, and she is now the governor of Arkansas, and she has done nothing to hinder. Now, I have no idea whether she's even interested in being a vice presidential nominee. Have no clue, no idea whatsoever, but she has certainly done nothing to hinder it. She has been courageous. She has been defiantly conservative on educational issues, on issues of abortion. And now the latest, I reported to you earlier this week that the Biden Education Department issued new guidelines in enforcing Title IX, and it added sexual identity, gender identity to non-discrimination policies, which means if interpreted by a liberal judge, these changes to Title IX would force every school in America to allow boys to compete against girls, allow boys to shower with girls, change in their locker room, use their restrooms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Sarah Huckabee Sanders has issued an executive order yesterday to every school in Arkansas, and she said, not here. We are not going to obey the executive order in Arkansas. We will not. Quote, Sanders said in an executive order signed Thursday, Title IX rules finalized last month by the Education Department that expand the meaning of sex discrimination to include sexual orientation and gender identity are plainly ridiculous and will lead to males unfairly competing in women's sports, receiving access to women's and girls' locker rooms, bathrooms, private spaces, and competing for women's scholarships. She went on. If Biden gets his way, female college students will shower and change next to male college students. Referring to someone using biologically correct pronouns will get you all in front of a disciplinary board for harassment, and scholarships previously reserved for women will now be open to anyone claiming to be a woman. she wasn't finished. My message to Joe Biden and the federal government is we will not comply. Good for her. Good for her. Again, going a little further into the story, more than a dozen Republican-led states have sued the Education Department over the new Title IX regulations. I believe Ohio is one of those as well. Sanders' executive order pledges to take legal action against the administration for any financial loss, including loss of funding, incurred by the state due to the passage of the Biden administration's unscientific agendas. Only one of these is a law. We are not the group that has tried to circumvent the system like the Biden administration is doing through the new guidance that they're issuing on Title IX. We are enforcing and upholding state law, and we're asking that our institutions follow Arkansas law. Yeah, the leverage that the federal government holds is always, if you don't buckle under our mandates, we will cut your funding. And Governor Sanders has said, if we lose even one penny, we're going to sue you for any losses that we encounter. So good for her. Again, I think she probably has as good a chance as anybody to be Donald Trump's VP pick. And I think she would probably accept it. After all, she worked as his press secretary. Her dad and Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, continue to be close. Mike Huckabee has always been a strong supporter of Donald Trump. So we will see. Now, this is interesting. Joe Biden has counted on the Catholic vote. I mean, after all, he's a Catholic. Why wouldn't Catholics vote for a Catholic president? Well, many, many, many Catholics are not real happy with Joe Biden's stance on marriage, abortion, the life issue, and so forth. So Pew Research has just released a brand new poll. And are you ready for this? In a head-to-head match, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, 55% of Catholics would vote for Donald Trump. Only 45% of Catholics support Joe Biden. Again, in a one-on-one matchup. 55-45 margin. That is a huge shift from 2020. Then it's broken down with Hispanic Catholics. Joe Biden leads among Hispanic Catholics, 49-47. A similar poll, let's see, in 2020, a similar poll from Pew Research found Hispanic Catholics preferred Biden to Trump with a staggering 67-26% split. So in 2020, Hispanic Catholics favored Biden 67-26. Right now, it's 49-47. Now, we have no idea what's going to happen with all the legal things concerning Donald Trump, but Donald Trump has gained enormous progress among Catholics, among blacks, among Hispanics. If the election were held today and without all the legal things that are hanging over Donald Trump's head, I don't know that it would be a landslide, but Donald Trump would win easily. The Democrats know that. And that's why I continue to say Joe Biden is not going to be the Democrat nominee. Boy, am I going to have to eat my words if he is, because I have said it for at least a year. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know who it's going to be. But I am still absolutely convinced the Democrats are not going to allow Joe Biden to be the nominee. The polls are not getting better for Biden. They're getting worse. The economy is getting worse. Inflation is getting worse. Foreign policy is getting worse. It's hard to imagine how things could get worse for Joe Biden, but I suppose it could. All right, final break, and we'll be back.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
We would love to come to your church. Crosspower.net is the website where you get all the details and inquire about having Joy and I come to your church. Speaking of Joy, she is speaking at a large ladies' gathering up in Green, Ohio, tomorrow. That's up by Akron. Green is right outside of Akron. Wonderful, wonderful church. And she is speaking to their ladies group tomorrow. She always does an incredible job. And if you think about it, please pray for her. Pray safety, travel up and back, and pray for her as she shares her heart with the ladies of Temple Baptist Church in Green, Ohio. This story asks a question, and I don't know the answer. I wish I did, but I don't know the answer. The story is from the Christian Post, and the headline asks this question: why is the United States turning a blind eye to Nigeria's genocide? The article asks the question, it does not answer it. And I don't have an answer. Some background on the country of Nigeria. Nigeria has the largest population of any country in Africa. It's the most powerful economy on the entire African continent. Their oil industry is responsible for most of the oil in all of Africa, making it wealthier than all other West African nations, which means their economy is booming. They have great economic and political power on the African continent. Their culture is rich. Even arts and crafts and even music in Nigeria. What else is Nigeria known for? The murder, the slaughter of innocent Christians. Now get this. In 2020, right after Donald Trump became president, he ordered Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to designate Nigeria as, Country of Particular Concern. CPC, Country of Particular Concern. That is a designation by the State Department of the United States about a country that is having problems with persecution, etc. Well, very shortly after Joe Biden became president, Nigeria was delisted on the CPC designation list, the country of particular concern. And today, they are not listed as a country of particular concern. At the time, no reason was given by the Biden administration as to why the designation was removed. Is it because the persecution and slaughter of innocent Christians has improved? No, in fact, it has actually gotten much worse. Let me give you some statistics. In 2023, this is last year alone, 8,222 Christians were slaughtered in Nigeria. 8,222. That was just last year. Some religious persecution watchdogs said that last year was the deadliest year in Nigeria in recent years. The watchdog organization called Genocide Watch has reported since the year 2000, 62,000 Christians have been murdered in genocide in Nigeria. Nigeria has had more Christians killed and slaughtered than any other country in the world. More people killed and slaughtered in Nigeria than all other countries in Africa combined. And the United States of America, absolutely silent. And so the question, why is the U.S. turning a blind eye to Nigeria's genocide? I have no answer. Neither does the author of the article. Pray for the people of Nigeria. All right, folks, thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend. Be in a good Bible-believing church and remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.